Today on Real Radio.
Where souls are being saved and Christians are growing, the enemy hates that. So what he does is he plans to make inroads into any work.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues in his series through Paul's second New Testament letter to the Corinthians. We're in a series that focuses on the opening verses of chapter 10, one of the many times that Paul uses military analogies to illustrate to the true believer that we are engaged in spiritual warfare. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs now continuing his multi-part series called SWAT, Special Weapons and Tactics.
When we talked about pulling down strongholds, these are the things, remember, that the enemy would seek to set up in your life, in thoughts, in actions. He'll use your past to try to erect these fortresses, these castles, and he wants to hold on to this area of your life. And I shared with you, do you guys remember what I shared? I shared with you, some of you didn't understand. One guy came up to me and listen to this. I shared that before I was a Christian, I was involved in some pretty radical things, and God delivered me from that when I got saved. Some of you didn't hear the word delivered and came to me and said, Pastor, dude, what an encouragement. Now, this guy completely indicted himself. Pastor, what an encouragement. Man, I know what it's like to just keep struggling with that kind of stuff. I said, you didn't hear what I said. I said, for 37 years, that's been an absolute victory in my life. He misunderstood. I was not going to let that slide. And for those of you who don't know what I'm talking about, I'm not going to repeat it. You can get the tape. You can listen to it later. But no. Listen, to God be the glory. That was my past, and it is done. And God will do the same thing in your life. He's that powerful. I'm not. He is. And he, as it were, by the power of his word and by the Holy Spirit, goes to war against these internal struggles in our lives. The second thing, and here's where we pick it up, where we left off last time, in verse 5, is that we wage this war against external arguments. External arguments. Casting down arguments. Circle the word arguments in your Bible. The word arguments is an amazing word. It means this: ill computations. Ill reasonings. Ill, you know, like sick. Sick computations. Bad math. Bad reasonings. The word can mean bad science, bad logic, bad wisdom. Tainted, sick, polluted wisdom. You see, is there such a wisdom? The Bible says in James 3:15, this wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual, and demonic, of course. There is a wisdom of the world that the world thinks is brilliant, but the Bible says it's demonic wisdom. And it appeases the flesh. And the Bible says we need to be careful. There's external arguments. Now watch this, please. I think this message is boring unless you want to really apply yourself to this. So I want to warn you that up front, man. So be ready, because it's like, oh, he's just droning on. Be careful. Get this. Why? You and I deal with external arguments every day. You might think that you're safe against external arguments. None of us are safe against external arguments unless we are on guard, unless we are battle-minded, warfare-ready. And these arguments that are external are things that come. Listen, you hear them or you read them. They come and they bounce up against your head. Now look, listen, are you a Christian? Let me say this. Are you a biblical Christian? I don't care if you're a Calvary Chapel Christian. What's that going to do for you? I don't care if you're a Baptist Christian. What is that? I don't care if you're a Lutheran Christian. What is that? Are you a biblical Christian? Listen, because listen, we either think biblically or we do not. You can slap Christian on it. It doesn't make it biblical. Okay? What would happen in my life regarding an external attack that the Bible warns us about will wear on us in the last days? Relentless, it's going to come knocking on your door, on the door of your mind. Think of it. It's constantly bombarding you. I ask you this question. Is our culture under constant bombardment of certain arguments? Yes. Of course they are. Of course it is. And listen, you are commanded in Scripture to stand for truth and resist. How long are you supposed to resist? The answer is till you drop dead or till the Lord comes back. There's no out. There's no out on this as a believer. So listen to this. These external arguments are coming, and they are things that are anti-God. They're against God. Now, if you were the enemy, how would you attack? If I were the enemy, I would attack, first of all, by jamming communications. Do you know that when we go to war, ladies and gentlemen, one of the first things we do, if we don't send an aircraft over to some area that we want to mess up, we'll just do it from space. Did you know that? We get the enemy into a place where he cannot communicate with him, with his team, with himself. We'll scramble it. Now, some of the really good stuff that goes on is that we will listen to what's being said, we'll interpret the communication, and we will actually send the finish to the conversation, but we'll give them the information we want given. I'm not going to tell you where I was and what was going on, but I saw an opportunity. I saw a situation where a certain Air Force can project an entire squadron of planes coming. Or if they had a squadron of planes going to a location, they can project nothing in the atmosphere at all. Everything becomes stealth. Think of that. The enemy is seeking to get you and I to entertain non-Christian offensive things to God. Listen, and work it into what we call our Christian biblical faith. That's why we need to be careful. This book is to judge everything that you and I, listen, hear. What you're hearing now, you should judge against this book. I don't care. Are you listening? I don't care how famous the person is. I don't care how cute they are or how long they've been in ministry or how much money they have or how sweet or charismatic they are. You judge them against this word. You do not fall for personality cults. And there's a lot going on in the name of Christianity because some nice guy or nice gal said it. And the Bible warns us that in the last days, deceivers would come. And what? Bring arguments from the outside in. And we need to be careful. The Bible warns us about this. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14, Paul says this, "Keep reminding God's people of these things. Warn them before God against quarreling about words. It is of no value and only ruins those who listen. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, who correctly handles the word of truth. Avoid godless chatter, because those who indulge in it will become more and more ungodly." What a wise warning that is. External arguments, they're going to come. And you remember, the word casting down means to take those arguments and whittle them away with the truth, piece by piece. The third thing is this. Look at verse 5 goes on. "And our special weapons and tactics, only divine protection can save you and I against outside assaults." When the Bible says, "And every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God." What a huge statement that is. The simple meaning of that statement is anything that takes the place of God, sets itself up as God. Every high thing. The word translated there out of the original language is every arrogant thing. Every human proud thing, interesting, that exalts itself, puts itself in the place of God or knowing God. And the word "against," this is important. It is a logic, it is a way of thinking, it's an assault from the outside that is going to come against. Notice this, we're not talking about anything else but the church, you, the believer. The Bible promises from the outside attacks will be hitting your mind. Again, if you raise your hand and say you're a Christian, then according to the Bible, you are under assault by a myriad of demonic invisible forces that launch a war against you using words, using arguments, using trends and the atmosphere to try to get you off track. Now, you might say, "Pastor, what do I need this for?" I'm building you up for something. You're going to be shocked to find out how much of an assault you are under and how much ground you've yielded to the enemy's workings for all of us. Did I get your attention? Mark this down before I tell you about it. 1 John 4:1. 1 John 4:1, here's a promise. Beloved, believer, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits. That's a commandment. How do you test the spirits? Right here. Whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. Wow. Where would you find a false prophet and a false teacher? Of course, but in churches. You guys, when Jesus was ministering, one of his disciples was possessed by Satan himself. Every time Jesus was preaching and doing miracles, what happened? There were demons foaming at the mouth and cutting people up right in front of them. Wouldn't it be great if somehow that this church has got a gigantic kryptonite bubble around it or something? It's not going to happen. As the word of God goes out, see, man, you guys spend so much time going through the Bible. You guys, there's no other truth. And by the way, can I say there's no other sterilizing agent? But listen, where souls are being saved and Christians are growing, the enemy hates that. So what he does is he plans to make inroads into any work. And so we need to be on guard, and we need to be very, very attuned to the fact that we're not to believe everything that we hear, but we are to test everything against the Word of God. Very important. So watch this. Now, these are blatant. You might say, well, that's a very pathetic illustration. I agree, but how many victims have fallen to this silly tactic? I'll give you three of them, at least three. When it says here, against the knowledge of God, this is not the knowledge of what God knows. That's impossible to launch an attack against. The knowledge of God, that is how we know God, how we understand God, okay? Okay, so watch this. What's the big deal? Who would want to mess with someone's mind about knowing God? Doesn't everyone want everyone to know God? Well, isn't it interesting that socialism demands that government be void of God? Have you been to a university campus lately? Socialism demands that the whole system be void of God. And they'll say things like this: haven't you heard of the separation of church and state? Well, where's that at? Where'd you get that from? We can't do this. Well, have you read our history? And besides all that, forget about our history, though it is amazing. What about what God says in the Bible? No, we can't have that. Of course we can't have that if you're a socialist. Because your agenda is disrupted by the existence of God. You can't control people who love God. And that goes up against your socialism. Think of it. Isn't it interesting that atheism demands that nothing of God should be allowed in the public square? Nothing. Remove this, remove that. Isn't it funny that atheism is a religion? You think it's a science? Isn't it interesting that the promoters of atheism and the presidents of their corporations are 501c3 religious organizations exempt from taxes? Isn't it interesting that a lot of them are reverends? Think of it. Interesting. But you know what's cool about these things? Socialism and atheism, they can't compete against biblical Christianity, the Bible. Amen. That's why they yell and scream so much, because they don't have an argument. Anytime somebody attacks you and they depart from the issue and then attack you personally, please know this. Listen, if you're a student in school, you got to get this. If at any time in debate someone attacks you personally instead of the issue, they've lost the battle, they know it, and so they can't defend on merits, they have to attack on personal fronts. Don't ever forget this. This is fundamental basic. Here's the great thing about biblical Christianity. It's not afraid of socialism. It's not afraid of atheism. Why? Because it can stand its ground. Isn't it amazing that as a Christian, you can argue the truth of biblical Christianity without attacking the atheist personally. You don't have to attack the socialist personally. And then the next thing regarding arguments that come from outside to assault us is evolution. Evolution demands that we not talk about the Creator God concept and it be outlawed. Think of it. Why not open up the forum and have a great debate on the issues? Why not work it out? Why not match science, real science, against the claims? You can't do that in the public square or in the areas of education because the concept of God, which makes total sense, flies in the face of the evolutionary religion, I might add. Think of it. Against the knowledge of God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, there are those who know about God, but they reinvent everything and actually sequester the knowledge of God. A great warning. The fourth thing that we look at under this argument is only divine protection can save us against inward temptations. Now, this is very practical. This is, I think, fun. Bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. I think I told you guys last time together, this verse, verse 5, listen, back in 1877 when I got saved, there was, all we had was our Bibles and Xerox copy machines. And I'd make photocopies of that verse, and I would put it everywhere in my car. I'd put it in my apartment, or my bedroom. I'd put it everywhere. I put it everywhere. This verse, it's possible that this verse has been the most practical verse in my life from the Bible. Great freedom and liberty here. Because you, listen, you may be somebody who's just constantly pulled and tugged and yanked by your thoughts that lead you into, I don't know, peril, difficulty, sin, even, whatever. But listen, temptation's going to come and go. Do you guys understand that? Temptation is not a sin. That's what, Satan's a really great devil. That's what he does. He just launches temptations at you all day long. You're not sinning when you're tempted. You only sin after you receive the temptation and start playing with it. You say, yeah, but what if I never do it? Jesus made it very clear on that. All you got to do is, wow. Oh, well, it's a good thing I didn't do that. Jesus said, no, God just saw the theater show in your head. He already saw it. The pretending, the fantasizing of that. He's got it. God looks at the heart. But there's a battle when it comes. Yesterday, I was picking up Lisa from a store, and I was driving in my lane. I was in my lane. And I looked ahead, and there's a guy coming down the road in both lanes. The middle of his car is on the middle of the line. And so people are honking and honking, and it was very amazing because as now he bottles up the roadway, and he has a family in his car. I could see people in their cars looking at him, and I could tell you, I could read the words on their lips. But I got to tell you, first arrow shot at me was this. Satan goes, okay, I'm going to shoot an arrow of whatever this is. My thought was, what a dope! Right? Now you might say, well, the guy's a dope. Yeah, I know, but you know what? That's not what I'm supposed to be thinking about the guy. Listen, if you live in Southern California, which you do, we have the opportunity to become super saints around here. Because if you drive the freeways, you got a whole lot of them to work your spiritual growth out on. 405, 515, 215, 91, 71, 605. The 4, the 2, the 142, right? Unbelievable. But these things rise up in our mind. This thought comes up. Watch, isn't it amazing? Now look, here's, everybody listen. If you're a Christian, you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're not a Christian and you're just religious, you won't get this. So let this be a good test. The Holy Spirit lives inside every believer, and he detects things before they hit. So when a thought is coming, when that dart is being launched at you, there's this bizarre sense on the inside, I need to fight. Whoop, I need to fight. You don't even see this thing. It's whoa. And it stops. The temptation is on the porch. It didn't get in the house. It's on your porch of your mind. And you are, Lord, in Jesus' name, God, I rebuke that attack. I rebuke that thought. Lord, you drive that far from me in Jesus' name. Lord, that's not good. And it dies off. It's like a propelled grenade. It only has enough power for a little bit, and then it falls. Are you with me? That's how the enemy launches. The Christian is going, yep, I know this, uh-huh. And boom, boom, boom. That's why this verse warns us when it says bringing every thought. The word bringing is every thought. Watch. It implies that you're like this. Now, look, I need you to look at me. The sillier I look, the more you'll remember this illustration. So here we go. It means to be like this regarding thoughts. Even though you're walking around, you could be laying on the beach surfing, you could be asleep, whatever. You're like this in the spirit. That's how we're to be as Christians, in the spirit. Being ready, like a trigger. For what? A thought. And you grab it. Thought, don't know, not good then. If I don't know, it's not good. I'll put it over here. Next thought. Whoa. That's good. Jesus, he's cool with that. Oh, not good. Not good. Not good. If you don't do that, you go like this. Wow. Whoop. Maybe I shouldn't be thinking of that. Are you with me?
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs. Here on Real Radio, in a lesson called SWAT, Special Weapons and Tactics, a multi-part series taken from chapter 10 of 2 Corinthians, it's one of a number of passages that speak of the spiritual warfare in which the true believer finds himself on a daily basis. SWAT, Special Weapons and Tactics. It's part of Pastor Jack's verse-by-verse look at this New Testament letter, which will continue on Monday's edition of Real Radio. Now, in a minute, we'll hear from Pastor Jack on a pretty important event coming up. Meanwhile, remember that this series is available on DVD. It's a four-disc set that goes by the same title, SWAT, Special Weapons and Tactics. It's yours for a gift of any amount to this broadcast outreach known as Real Radio. We'll send you Pastor Jack's four-DVD series called SWAT, Special Weapons and Tactics. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. You could also call us at 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. All right, here's Pastor Jack now with an announcement about an upcoming important event.
Hey, this is Pastor Jack of Real Radio, and I want to encourage you to attend a very special event coming up for those of you who are in the greater Dallas-Fort Worth area. It's going to be held at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, and I'm talking about the Harvest America Crusade with Pastor Greg Laurie. Greg's going to be bringing a great message, one night only, March 6th, and it's going to be a special time. And you know what's cool about it? It's a Sunday night, so pack up friends and family, neighbors, invite them. You know, this is a great event to bring people who would not normally attend a church service. Outdoors, under the stars, as it were, open, great music, Chris Tomlin, Lecrae, Switchfoot, Mercy Me, just a very disarming event, but I can promise you this, Pastor Greg is going to be armed with the gospel. He's going to be armed with the gospel, bringing them the cross, the hope, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, forgiveness of sins through him. It's going to be a great night. Gates open up at 3:30. The event begins at 5:30, and it's going to be a tremendous time. So make plans to attend March 6th at AT&T Stadium, Arlington, Texas, for Harvest America.
This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.